oak tree as they lay me.
I was saying about fights before, and some of the lads in you at school, and I got involved in a few fights. One I can remember very well is when I started, when this fight was arranged, it was, and it was on a fair basis. And the other fella, he'd had quite a lot of experience, obviously, because when I had a go at him, he was just sort of dancing around like Muhammad Ali, and I just couldn't get anywhere near with him. And because of the fight being a fair fight, I ended up with cut lips, thick ears, black eyes, the whole works. And another one, another fight I had was with a lad who said, well, he doesn't want any fists used, any punching. So I was willing to go along with that, but then he went and used his fist. He did on me, so I had to finish him off then, and use mine and finish him off.
Do that again.
So I learned after a while that, unfortunately, the grim truth is, the only way you can be reasonably confident that you're going to win in a fight is to go below the belt, unfortunately, if it's a real fight. I mean, it's all very well if you're in a boxing ring, because you know that your opponent is only limited to certain moves. But if it's a real fight, well, unfortunately, the only way you can be sure of winning is to go below the belt.